There was nobody coming out of the North Tower. The first people that I saw exiting the street, exiting the buildings, running into the street, were running out of the South Tower, running out of the Marriott Hotel, covering their heads with their book bags, their briefcases with newspapers. There were a couple people who had taken a tray, I guess, a serving tray, and were running with that over their head. I really got there fast, and I mean, just as it was happening, there were very few police, paramedics, firefighters there when I first got there. It was just rather bizarre, though. The North Tower was on fire. Finally, people were starting to egress from the South Tower, but a block and a half south of the Trade Center, there were vehicles on fire. And then, when you started looking closely at the debris that was in the street, it was not just building parts, but body parts. There were human arms and human hands laying in the street that did not look real. They looked like plastic. There were human remains that I couldn't begin to describe what it looked like. And then the people started jumping. People started jumping. I guess they were forced with the choice of falling to their death or burning to their death. And at that point, making a decision to jump to their death was the choice that they made. And the sounds of the bodies hitting the sidewalk will never leave my mind. One of the first bodies hit the sidewalk on West Street, and like four cops who weren't wearing helmets, no protective gear, nothing, started running up, started running like, maybe we can help this person, and said, "He's dead. There's nothing you could do. Don't get yourself hurt going over there." I think at that point, a small group of people had sought shelter under one of the World Trade Center overpasses. Of course, the amount of debris coming down was it was increasing dramatically. And then this noise filled the air that sounded like a high-pressure gas line had been ruptured, and it seemed to come from all over, not from any one direction. Everybody's looking around like, "What's that?" And then all of a sudden, the second tower explodes, and that was the second aircraft plowing into the South Tower. And at that point, it became painfully obvious that this wasn't an unfortunate accident, but was truly an act of terrorism directed at the United States.